course, there's no easy way to put it, you know, I mean, you know, we just have to, you know, keep working at it, and we have to keep our heads up and just really fine-tune this defense and not let up. We can't, you know, keep allowing teams to shoot over 50% and just, you know, having breakdowns like this on defense and turning the ball over like that. Just so many unforced turnovers, and I think we had about 12 of them in the first half, and most of them were unforced. We have to learn to just take care of the ball better. But we're going to work on some things and, you know, do whatever we have to do to try to get this ship turned around.
When Tina made it, we got you guys within four, it seemed like that's when, I guess they were, it seemed like the team was battling and getting back in it, and it just kind of slipped away with a bunch of threes. Were you kind of thinking, here we go again? And, I mean, I know you didn't take them out of the zone defense right away, and they kind of wide open a little bit more there.
Yeah, I think, you know, no, I never think here we go again. I'm never gonna think like that. I always think that we have a chance and we're gonna pull it out. And but we did. We lost sight of the players, of the shooters, and we were guarding an area. And when you have a shooter out there on the court, you have to know where that shooter is at all times. And in a zone, you really have to talk. But, you know, we wanted to change the defense up a little bit. You know, they were hurting us a lot on man, but we just wanted to switch it up. And, you know, our defense as a whole was not good.
On the zone in particular, though, do you think it's little things that can be fixed, or is it just a talent thing with, you know, maybe we got to try something else with
It's things that can be fixed. However, we're going to fix them.
Yeah.
But things will be fixed.
Any particular reason why Michelle didn't play more?
Well, I'm going to play players that are being productive, and Michelle just had an off night, and of course I wanted to play Michelle more, you know, but she just had one of those nights. She's been bringing it every game, and I mean, you have to, you know, it's going to happen every now and then, and, you know, I think she's playing some of her best ball this year, you know, being consistent with it, but she just had an off night, and it wasn't her night tonight, so we had to go with, you know, Tasha Byers, Sancho Little, which are not bad players to go with. I wanted them in the rotation anyway, you know, but, you know, we have to find some kind of way to, you know, pick up the slack, because we definitely needed Michelle's points.
You guys have
to head out on a 3-game road trip now. What are your thoughts
about getting back, you know, going away on the road to someone else's house and playing?
Well, I mean, we're having trouble winning here, so we have to go on the road and hope that we can put something together and get it done there. These are tough teams in this league, and, you know, there are a lot of teams losing, but at the same time, they're finding ways to, you know, string together wins. And, you know, we're not going to give up, and we are going to turn this thing around. I believe in them, and we're going to do whatever it takes and get it done. And, you know, we're not going on this road trip thinking that we're going to come back 0-3. Not at all. We're going to take each game one at a time and go in there and fight.
You made a personnel move today. When do you see the tweaking stopping as far as player rotation or player or personnel?
Well, you know, like I said, we're going to do whatever it takes to right the ship, and we're gonna go back and we're gonna talk about things as a staff, and we have some things, you know, that we'd like to do, and we're going to do whatever it takes.
This is not about the game, but have you heard about Shamequa Postma retiring? What's your thoughts on her? That decision surprise you or anything like that?
Yeah, of course, you know, it surprised me because I think I heard it about 3 days ago, actually, two days ago. I didn't believe it, but,
you know, things like that happen. It's I'm sure it's devastating to them, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's all kinds of things happening. I can't be concerned and worried about what's going on in other, you know, on other teams. You know, of course, we look at it and you know, that could possibly be a good thing for us, you know, but as one we don't have to play against. But, you know, I have to really keep us focused on what we need to do. And, you know, we need to fine-tune our the small things, a lot of things that we have to do as a team to deserve a win. So, I mean, these players are working hard, and one thing they're doing is they're keeping their head up, and they're very hopeful, and we're going to some kind of way bring it around.